get me one. I'm gonna be staying on the corner, 12th Street and Vine.
Thank you, Fats Domino. Now, it is the Malcolm Go Patriots podcast. It is September 30th, 2020. Sorry we missed a week. Tyler's back from his HIV exam.
We don't do losses. No. we just don't do them well on the Malcolm Go.
You do bail hard on a loss. Although, I thought that was a good loss. I mean, we don't have to get right into it. We should discuss how I got so many more new drops from my... For my soundboard. People are going to be very excited, I think. I got so many good ones. I can't even tell you how many.
Hello, exactly!
Okay, terrific.
You ever suck a guy's cock?
All my favorite ones. I don't know. I guess
there's a plethora. I've never seen Tony so excited. Fall for
him. You can see if a white girl could fall for him.
He does these impersonations. I swear, you'd think it was the real people.
Just the classics.
All the classics, you know. Got a good, you know, I brought all the new ones back for, you know, old school. Got all the old Patriot sounds from the old soundboard. You know, I got this new one from Belichick saying Jesus Christ when...
Jesus Christ.
You can barely hear it.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Who cares what people around here think? Your neighbors named their daughter Belichick.
You're going to be second string all your life, boy!
I love it. I love a good soundboard. It's my favorite thing in the world. So, what have we been up to the last 2 weeks? I changed the name of the podcast today on Libsyn, just so I think it gets a better SEO, as you say, with search engine optimization.
Ooh.
Yes. We've named it the Malcolm Go Patriots podcast.
I'm sure that has to help.
I think it gets a little bit more hittage.
Oh, we're drawing them right
from
in.
The Google.
That's what we're doing.
We're trying to suck all you suckers back in. My following was starting to dip, and I didn't care for it, so I optimized for the search engines. So, I mean, I guess we can go back 2 weeks, talk about the Seattle game. First of all, heartfelt condolences to James White.
That was
an absolute nightmare.
Brutal. Like that's absolutely...
Like a for all I've read, a very nice... Like police officer, man, helped the neighborhood kids. Like Giovanni Bernard lived in his house, you know, just did everything to help the community, and then dies in a horrific car accident. I haven't even heard about his mother. I assume she's getting better because he was at practice today. So, I mean, best wishes to the White family.
Yeah, it's just awful. Just it's weird to think about. Those are the ones that like hurt.
Yeah,
like you. Yeah, it just feels worse.
It was horrible. Like, literally, he must have found out, like, minutes before the game. Because I think that he was in uniform. I see that little fucking fruit fly going in front of you, and it's driving me up a wall right now. This little fruit fly just hovering around your face.
That's all it takes for us to get off that subject. Neither of us are saying anything articulate about it, which is awful. Fruit fly, quick.
My mild autism just fucking broke out.
Quick panic, get away from there.
So that game was interesting because I didn't think they would be able to. I think I discussed it with you, is I didn't think that a team that could throw and score like basically at will, that the Patriots could even come close to competing.
I have a confession to make.
What's that?
I fell asleep in the third quarter.
No, you didn't. You missed.
He's a fag.
Oh, right in the third quarter.
The humanity.
And as soon as the game ended, I must have woke up 4 minutes after it ended.
Yeah.
Like, perfectly.
What happened? Fucking 1 yard short. First of all, I went into that game. This year is such a load off. I can't even explain it to people. I've been such like a rabid diehard fan, and we discussed it again. I talk about this all the time, but such a rabid diehard fan and just obsessed with Tom Brady becoming the worldwide GOAT and Belichick being the GOAT, and with no questions asked, like everyone just has to admit it, and him just winning as many Super Bowls as possible. Like literally just something that no one could ever, ever reach again, which he might have done, but it's, you know, even fucking Pat Mahomes winning one has got me nervous already. So, like, it's just an insane thing in my head that, like, every loss for the last 20 years has been misery, like at least 4 days.
You know what's crazy? If you're like a really good quarterback, like a great quarterback,
yeah.
If you win one Super Bowl, in the media's eyes, yeah. If you're like really good and young, that's four.
They might as
well jump you to four. They're like, he's going to win the next five. So let's just concede that.
There was a real tweet.
You know how hard it is to win a Super Bowl?
Last week, because the Lamar Jackson and Mahomes played on Monday Night Football. And there was a real tweet from ESPN that was, which one's on their way to being the GOAT? Whatever. I was like, what the fuck? Mahomes won one game. He's clearly way better. Lamar Jackson hasn't won a playoff game. Tom Brady started 10-0 in the playoffs. 10-0. He won three Super Bowls before he lost a game in the playoffs.
Mahomes is an absolute, like, he should have won 2 years ago. He somehow Brady beat him at Kansas City.
Would say that he could have lost last year. Because they were down, 10 with like 6 minutes to go, and
yeah.
Jimmy Garoppolo choked it away.
Yeah, I feel like he leans on the size of winning. He
doesn't than throw up a Hail Mary bomb and San Francisco fucked it up on 3rd and 20 or something. That was the whole changing point of that game, turning point.
Yeah.
I mean, he could have easily lost that game.
Yeah, but you could go, but I don't know. Mahomes is really, he really is great, but
yeah, he is.
They instantly, you win one, and it's like, well, the NFL should probably sit out the next 4 years because Mahomes,
it's over.
Who's going to beat him possibly?
Listen, Andy Reid is fucking 350 pounds. He's 60-something years old. How much longer is he going to go? Is he going to ride out Mahomes?
Your two offensive linemen going down in the same
year. What's your name, fat body?
In the year from not winning. Left tackle, left guard go down. You're not winning that year. Just plain and simple, you just can't do it.
Anybody, this, you know. Besides the fact that he's probably going to miss a season with an injury, at some point.
Just don't they assume, like, all right, here it is. There's the champion. It's over. Yeah. Like, let's move on.
Exactly. And he's got a 20-year deal for fucking $500 million.
That's the other thing. And then all of a sudden the team gets a little worse. Like, it happened to Rodgers. The Packers got bad.
It's going
to
have to
they
be.
They had some big names, but
how could they possibly afford anybody else? Yeah. I mean, I know they signed Kelsey and what's-his-face? Hill and Chris Jones, but like you've literally given all your money to four guys. Like there's no in 2 years when his new contract kicks in, there's no money left.
With all the great quarterbacks in the AFC.
Yeah.
I mean Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, you're telling me they could never beat Mahomes
and my buddy Cam
in an AFC champion. Like I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. But I just saw that. So we'll see.
We're going back to how much you love Brady and how he should win a million.
And this game.
And now where I can't.
And I'm watching him, and I expected them to lose. And I think I said here that they were going to lose by 10. I just wanted them to keep it close. Dude, when they got down 13, I was like, all right, they played pretty good. And then, I just wanted to see how they fight. Because, a hallmark of a Patriots, a great Patriots team over the last 20 years was fight, even in a tough loss on the road where you're expected to lose, your underdogs. Going in and fighting to the very end. Like, even the game.
Because if you do that, you're going to win half those games.
Yeah, exactly.
So half the time you're going to win, half the time you're going to lose. So it makes it so you, all of a sudden, you win games you shouldn't.
So many things impressed me about that. It was so much about Cam being able to throw the ball.
This was what we kind of didn't like about the Patriots last year.
Yeah.
They won games, and the games they lost, it was like they weren't trying. It's like, not Patriot football.
No, it was any tough team. We talked about anybody that had a bone to pick. You know what I mean? Like anybody they beat the year before, the Chiefs, the Jaguars, the Steelers, any team, especially if they were on the road, they just beat them. It didn't matter. The Patriots went in there, were like, they have revenge on their mind. They're going to beat us. You know what I mean? And then now, and then Cam was throwing the ball perfectly all through the yard. He looked awesome. He was throwing, that must have been his best throwing game in years. I can't imagine he's ever thrown it better than that. Brady wouldn't have thrown it better in that game.
But all the dogs from the classic, we hate this guy, we hate that pick, we hate this pick, have all been performing this year.
I agree.
Sony looked awesome.
Last week.
Awesome against the Raiders. And Harry looked great against Seattle. Harry had every catch on that last drive.
Yeah, Harry got us down to the 1 yard line. He took that big shot over the middle. The guy got thrown out of the game.
And he held on to it. That was I'm kind of here to play
type exactly. Moment. And, I mean, he did what I wanted him to do in this last Raiders game, which was fucking grab the ball and run through some people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He caught a 10-yard stop turned around, caught the ball, got another 17 yards on, you know, and just rumbled through like two guys. That's what he's supposed to be.
I watched this game at a bar in Marshfield the second half.
Really?
With just the classic drunk guy on the other side of the bar, like just old guy in his like 60s just yelling. There's a one lady. It was me, my girlfriend, some of her friends. Mm. And there's one
girlfriend.
This old guy and this old lady, and he was screaming football at this lady from this from a foot away from her face, and she could care less.
Yeah.
See, I told you, if Sony just kept sprinting, he slowed down right there. It's
there's
like,
a
right,
WEEI guy. It's just a Sports Hub guy. Sony's a bust. He's a bust.
You run full speed. Why did you slow?
This is the NFL. You run through the man.
It was just the whole entire time.
Yeah.
Then he did the, you know, one play. It was like the touchdown. Dedrick Wise, when he stripped him, somehow got the ball, and he called it like as soon as it happened. He goes, I think that's a touchdown for the Patriots, not a safety. He kept saying it. They showed the replay 48 times play. Every time, that's a touchdown. And then it was a touchdown. He goes, I fucking called it.
I love a I called it guy.
Like, it was only good.
It was on the TV. You didn't call it.
The announcers were like, yeah, I guess that is a touchdown.
Looks like a touchdown.
I told you, Romo.
The Patriot man has the ball.
Hammered. It was one of those guys where, like, thank God they won, because if they lost, we would have had to leave. Yeah. Like, you wouldn't be able to finish the game there because you would have been so fucking miserable.
Flipping tables. Some people are fucking insane. I mean, those are the type of guys that, like, anyone that's yelling at the TV, like, mad at the team. You know what I mean? Like, I get mad, like, at players if they fuck up or, like, do something stupid. But then you're like, all right, whatever. But, like, there's people that are, like, legitimately get mad, like, if they don't have a pass rusher. Like, they'll just be like, exactly. There's no pass rush. Yeah. Fuck, the same thing every year. Belichick won't draft a pass rusher. Haven't you gotten used to it? Has he ever, like, other than, like, Chandler Jones being, I mean, and I don't even think he was supposed to be honest with you. I don't think Chandler Jones, they brought Chandler Jones in to be, like Winovich. You know what I mean? It was like a higher-end Winovich. They didn't expect him to be, like, I'm going to get 50 sacks a year and then trade him.
Yeah.
I have to trade him because he gets too many sacks. I don't think people understand that that's not the way that Belichick designs his defense. And anybody that does think that is insane. And
also,
you're legitimately out of your mind if you think that Belichick's just going to draft like a Von Miller to come in and like not set the edge and just rush the passer full time.
And is there no part of you when you're driving the same shitty construction van you did for the last 14 years to work that maybe Belichick's better at his job than you might be at yours? And so maybe lay off a little bit. Like,
you gotta check your fucking, like, you gotta check your transmission fluid because it's a 35-year-old fucking Dodge Astro van.
When you have to tell someone to be careful when they're stepping into the car because it's rusting out, like, maybe
you
just
might step through the floor.
Yeah, maybe just let Belichick decide.
Let him figure out like what he's doing. The guy's won more Super Bowls than anybody on Earth ever has. Literally in the history, the pantheon of football, he's won all the Super Bowls. And you're gonna sit here and tell him to pick up a fucking pass rusher.
Wearing the same grease jeans for the last fucking 22 years.
How beautiful was it with him in that fucking torn up sweatshirt? It's my new avatar on Twitter. It's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
It really is perfect.
He is the master of mental warfare. And by that, I mean, he did that on purpose. Like, that's not like, he didn't feel sick. I wouldn't doubt he wore a suit to work that day. It was like, let me just fuck my hair up and I'm going to put this sweatshirt on from 2002 and show and do this media shit.
Because
it's going to make, well, we just lost, number one. So we just lost to the Seahawks. We tried really hard. We had a cross-country flight. And I want my players to see that how hard I'm working to, like, get ready to beat the Raiders. Because we need to get, like, you know, I all hands on deck. I'm working my ass off. I don't have time to wear fucking a suit and do my hair for this press conference.
I mean, Patriots coming off a loss playing at home has to be, what?
Hundreds.
Like, they don't lose
hundreds and
at
hundreds
home coming
and
hundreds
off
a loss. Like,
to, like, one. I mean, I can count, I don't know, I could probably tell you they have lost three in a row, maybe two or probably three times in the last 20 years. I can't even tell you the last time it happened.
It might have happened in the last 2 years, right? Didn't they have they didn't have a bad stretch where did they start the year 2-3 last year? No, they started the year.
They haven't
lost
three in a row since I can't even tell you when.
Well, they finished the season like 1-4 last year.
Yeah, but they didn't lose three in a row.
Yeah, probably.
They lost three in a row. Maybe when Castle was the quarterback. Maybe. I can't tell you the last time they lost three in a row. Someone would have to look it up because I'm not doing it, but I'm telling you, it's been a long time. They lose two in a row very rarely. I know they did. I don't know if they lost two in a row last year, but they lost two in a row against whenever they played maybe it was last year. They lost to Miami and Pittsburgh back to back on the road and on the road. They lost both of those games. That was last year. And I think they won to close out the year to beat the Buffalo, and everyone was psyched about them again, totally stoked on them. And then they lost to the Titans immediately.
You want to take a guess at what year it was?
I'm lying, because the Dolphins beat them to knock them out of the bye. What?
You want to take a guess at when was the last time the Patriots lost three straight?
2005.
2002.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Three straight, 2002. I knew it was a long time ago. 2002 is the last time they didn't make the playoffs with Tom Brady at quarterback.
They almost did it in 2019, though.
Well, because they lost two, and then
they ended up beating the Bengals by like 41.
Yeah.
In 2019 at Cincy.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't seem like they almost did that.
So that was, they lost two straight, and if they lost the third to Cincinnati.
Yeah.
That would have been, but instead they beat the Bengals by 40.
But instead they decided to win by 40.
They killed the Bengals that game.
I remember. I mean, they were playing out the string, the Bengals, they were just trying to lose every single game to get Joe Burrow.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I don't know. What did you think? You said you were sleepy, but the defense obviously was a disaster that game.
Yeah, it's tough to tell if the defense was a disaster or if Russell Wilson's that good.
Russell Wilson is clearly that dude.
What does he have? Right now he has, in 3 weeks, he has 14 touchdowns.
He threw five, I think, in the first 2 weeks each.
And then
he threw four last week, yeah.
It's out of control.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just...
They're letting Russ cook, as they say in the business.
That Gilmore...
DK Metcalf ball.
That was the best pass I've ever seen. And then he threw another one almost better in that game.
He's got, I'm going to say, other than Peyton Manning, he throws the greatest, most like, oh my God, it's a deep pass. Like it's, you know, like when Peyton Manning used to throw the ball deep, I'd be like, that's going to hit the guy in the hands and he's going to score a touchdown every single time. He's exactly like that. It's like,
Rodgers threw a nice deep ball.
Yeah, he throws them so high, but they're always dead on.
They win perfectly.
Yeah, always. He throws rainbows, so like either guys run under him. Like he doesn't throw bullets. Like the one that he put at the front of the end zone to that guy that nobody's ever heard of, caught the ball over McCourty and like dragged his foot in, like insane throw. The one to Metcalf, Metcalf is a perfect Seahawk. I keep saying it to everyone, is like he would not be good for the Patriots at all. All he does is run straight and he does nothing like what the Patriots do on offense. That's exactly why they got rid of Brandon Cooks. Like he doesn't, you know, we're not a vertical offense, never have been, except in 2007 when they had Moss.
Even his sidelines, like guys who just live on the sidelines don't really do well for the Patriots either.
Never. No. It's guys got to just be multiple type guys. Like he's going to be perfect for them because all he has to do is run through the defense and get the ball. You know, he'd be dominant for the Chiefs too, but he just wouldn't be good for us at all. He'd look just like Harry and everyone would be like, he sucks. They should have drafted Harry because then Harry would be on fucking Kansas City and have 12 touchdowns right now.
That's exactly what would have happened. Yeah.
Harry would be a stud on some other team. We would have drafted Metcalf and everyone would hate his guts. Everyone here is just so quick to dive on a first round draft pick. It's similar to like where everyone is till you're guilty until proven innocent in Boston media's eyes. You know what I mean? You get like leeway after the second round. If you're a third round pick, okay, nobody really gives a shit about you. Like barely, like people that listen to like WEI and the Sports Hub don't even know these people's names. If you're drafted in the third round beyond, nobody knows your name.
And if you're a good first round draft pick, but you play a position they don't like, then you suck too.
Exactly.
Like if you're a linebacker, but you were drafted in the first round, it's like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, Isaiah Wynn. You know,
Isaiah Wynn hasn't let up a pass pressure all season. He's like perfect.
Yeah, 3 weeks. Year. Killing it. He's like 6'3", by the way, which is so undersized for a fucking left tackle. He's probably 5 inches shorter than any tackle Belichick's ever drafted.
One of the few guys who's ever made the transition in the pros from guard to tackle.
Left tackle. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, there's no.
Not many guys who drafted.
Tackle, and he was a tackle at Georgia, and everyone was like, he's clearly a guard. Look at the size of him. And then Belichick was like, nope, you're left tackle. Play left tackle.
Yeah.
And fucking, he's awesome. He looks good. He's fucking running people over. You know what I mean? He's fucking a stud.
He's athletic. He's super athletic. He's
quick
strong
as hell. And, you know, it's exactly like you said. Like, if you don't play a position they like. So, like, they always want touchdown makers. You know what I mean? Whether it's a wide receiver, a tight end, or a running back, or a cornerback. Like, those are the acceptable draft picks for a first round pick. That's all anybody ever around. Those are the people that cry for pass rushers in bars. Are the people that need wide receivers, you know, all these guys drafted in the first round.
Then you draft them in the first round, and if
they hate your guts immediately.
They hate you if you're not an immediate Pro Bowler.
If you're not Randy Moss or Rob Gronkowski from the start, then you might as well be a bum.
But then Gronk in like drafting like Gronk and like a Hernandez as that level of talent, that just doesn't count. Yeah, doesn't. Obviously they were good.
Yeah, but Gronk, even the people forget that Gronkowski like barely played until the 11th game his rookie year. Like never played. They didn't even put he blocked and that was it. And then all of a sudden he was scoring touchdowns in the 11th week of the season. Everyone was like, this guy's pretty good. Let's play him more.
And you have to say, I don't even know how to say his name. Asiasi?
Yeah, Asiasi, yeah. He's getting the same treatment.
He looks solid.
He's fine. I mean,
he's big, he's strong.
That horrendous interception that that Newton threw this week, where he like this is one thing that's frustrating about him, is that he doesn't throw the play like immediately. You know what I mean? Like where Brady or even if it was Stidham, you know, if the play is designed for like throw the ball in 1 second to this you know wide receiver out of the backfield, he'll like if he sees something, he just second guesses it and doesn't throw it. So like the play kind of goes haywire. So like that play there was like supposed to go to Harry, I think, on a swing pass, and he fucking didn't do it. He didn't throw it. So he ran out and he almost gets sacked and he's running around again. He's got like literally 8 seconds to throw. Everybody's running around, and for some reason, he just throws it directly at the Raiders guy in the chest. And I don't even know who he's throwing to, but behind him was Asiasi with maybe, I don't know if there was anyone within 30 yards of him.
Yeah, that was obviously a bad play. Like, he just panicked.
Yeah.
And when you're that, like, good at making things happen, like, so many other times, like, it's a double, like, oh, he almost gets tackled. He scrambles to the left, almost gets tackled, cuts back up the middle, and gets a first down. So it's like you kind of have to live with those mistakes a little more because the plays happen more. But, yeah, that was just bad because he didn't need to throw that ball.
He didn't need to throw it. He almost did it at the goal line. There's been a lot of plays in this Raiders game where he could have ran and just didn't. Like, a lot of ones down, like, by the, down in the red zone. He had a couple wide open rush lanes and he just didn't do it. Like, I don't know if they're telling him not to do it or what.
Or he's trying to like prove something. I did, a few times.
They had a couple, like, they showed replays after like incomplete passes. He was trying to force him into Edelman in like triple coverage a couple times.
That ball was bad too.
And then, he had a couple bad throws in this. He was way off in this game. This is by far his worst game out of the three. And,
It was, but it kind of wasn't because all game they kind of took him away. Like, they made sure that he was handing the ball off every time. And it's like, all right, we'll play that game. And they rushed for 220 yards. The running backs dominated because he was smart enough to hand it off and not try to force it. Like, it would have been bad if he tried to keep the ball five more times in that game and just got tackled in the backfield. But
yeah, I love it when he can, if we can just like get him to throw for like close to 200 yards a game and rush for like 60.
And still he draws two defenders when he hands the ball off every time. So your running backs just have so many more opportunities to make plays.
I know.
The sweep, they brought back the old school. First of all, they run a fly sweep like it's the wing tee.
I love it.
Out there. I love the fly sweep.
Belichick must be living his best life right now. He's running with a running quarterback. He's got all his Navy plays in his bag.
He's running Navy
right now.
Plays, absolutely.
He's got all his Navy plays in his bag right now.
Oh, it's his
favorite. I wouldn't be surprised if he breaks out fucking some Navy offense this week and just tricks the hell out of the Kansas City Chiefs who've never seen it. He's going to break out a 1920s fucking.
You could see a double wing option.
Four running backs.
Double
in the backfield.
Double wing, triple option.
Yeah.
Just wing power formation option. That's going to be their new goal line, by the way.
Yeah.
They're going to start running wing T formations out of the goal line.
Jakob Janssen, fucking in the backfield. You know, misdirection to Jakob Janssen. James White pitch. You know,
the quarterback, he's going to be called the halfback now. Yeah. It's all old school.
Yeah, the halfback. The fullback. They literally have they have five running backs on the team that are good now. Like, literally, I don't... they have a situation where they have five running backs. Three of them are good enough to be the one or two running back.
Four? Because I want to see...
Yeah, three of them are at least good enough to start on multiple teams.
Who's the three?
I mean, you got Sony, Harris. I mean, maybe even four.
No,
Sony,
four.
Harris, Burkhead... And White.
Yeah.
And then you have now J.J. Taylor, who looks really good. So what are you going to do? You can't... If you put J.J. Taylor back on the practice squad, he's going to get picked up by a team immediately.
Absolutely. So, he's not going on the practice squad.
He can't now. So there's
he's
the problem.
One of their better
they're going to be... They're going to have five running backs.
Well, luckily, guys like Taylor and Burkhead play enough special teams where you can't.
Yeah.
But Burkhead is such a perfect kind of guy. Yeah. He really can play whatever
a
you
pro's
need.
Pro, as they say.
He does everything, and he does them all decent. He doesn't do anything bad.
He's a dog, as they say.
Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
No, Burkhead's a dog.
You know where we really need dogs? And you had the defense.
I know.
The defense has some glaring problems.
The linebackers are little kitty cats.
Doing it here, little kitty cat.
For no reason. I'm just going to set up all my drops from now on. The linebacker. I mean, I think, first of all, Chase Winovich looks like an absolute stud.
Well, their front, like five. So they're two outside linebackers and three, like, D tackles and whatever. They're good.
Yes.
I mean, they're legit. It's that there's no. We're either too small or they're
no
bad.
Linebackers. It's the problem. They are literally running.
They're playing
like their
two
offense would dominate their defense, right? You know what I mean?
Oh, it would kill them.
Their offense would just run them the fuck over. Is the problem?
Yeah.
So like,
and then they'd run play action, and the entire defense would be in the backfield because they can't stop the run.
They can't stop the run whatsoever. Is the issue? Because that's what I say. Everyone's clamoring for a trade of get a wide receiver, get a tight end.
First of all,
you need a nose tackle and linebackers fast.
The wide receiver who gets the most snaps every week.
Yeah.
Is it Darius Bird?
Yeah, Bird.
What's his first name?
Damier Bird.
He gets the most snaps at wide receiver every week. He's your number one receiver.
He's a stud. I love it.
Absolutely. He gets he plays more snaps than Edelman and
him
Harry.
And fucking him and Cam Newton are in sync though. Well,
he's good.
Say. He's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, he's classic Patriot, just fucking average wide receiver that's not going to ask for a lot of money and is just grateful to be there.
Much better third option than Hogan ever was.
Yeah. He's a David Patton, you know, what do you call it? Like a facsimile. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's basically just a David Patton speedster. I mean, I don't know if
he blocks downfield. Yeah. Him and Harry. Harry blocked
they
someone.
They never say that, by the way, is Harry crushes people. Blocking.
Harry blocked a guy into the end zone on a running touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, he had his guy, and he drove him back into the end zone.
You'd love to see that fire in his routes, though. You know what I mean?
No, or when he gets the ball, too.
He blocks the shit out of people. Like, there was a goal line play, like a sweep to the right. I don't know. I saw it on film this week. And he, I don't even know what the play was, but they ran to the right. And he blocks down on the defensive end.
Ooh.
Knocked him down, and then he knocked the defensive end into, like, the linebacker. So he took, like, two or three people out on the same play on Rex Burkhead's last touchdown.
He had a couple of those. He had two of those.
Yeah.
Where he just de-cleated DNs.
Yeah.
I thought was illegal, but somehow the way they do it.
No, you can do it if you're not coming back
in.
Towards them.
Yeah, he motions in, and then he's playing, like, tight end kind
of. Yeah, so you have to be in front of them. You can't come back to hit him or be parallel with him. There's some weird rule. I don't know. I'm sure they'll get called for it at some point, but they haven't got called for it yet. But nobody ever takes that into account. He's never going to be like Julio Jones, you know what I mean? He's just, I think his peak is like Anquan Boldin, you know what I mean? Makes contested catches, gets like, you know, 1,000 yards a season, 60 catches, and just blocks the shit out of people. You know what I mean?
Anquan Boldin was great for years.
Yeah, but was he ever, like, he was second fiddle to Larry Fitzgerald, you know what I mean? Like, he was...
That would be his ultimate. I mean, Larry's just had the perfect hands, though. Harry doesn't have great hands, but...
No, I'm not saying he's... I'm saying Anquan Boldin was like Larry Fitzgerald's Scottie Pippen when they were in the Cardinals together.
But a dream would be for Harry to be near Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, he doesn't have the speed or anything like...
He can't catch.
Larry Fitzgerald was the best player I've ever seen in college. When I was in college, he was at Pitt, and I went to Syracuse. No big deal. Ever heard of it. And they'd play, and... I think maybe my freshman year or something, they were talking about this kid from Larry Fitzgerald just catches everything. He just embarrassed teams. Like, they just throw the ball up and he would just be in the end zone catching it. It was crazy the dominance that he did.
Machine. The only guy that was close was Calvin Johnson on Georgia Tech.
See, yeah, I don't even remember watching a play of Calvin Johnson at Georgia Tech.
Because they ran the triple
option.
Because
all they do is run the option, which is an insane thing that he would go to Georgia Tech.
Because they switched, and then he was just a wide receiver, but he was so dominant that they used to, he probably had like 1,200 yards receiving in the triple option offense.
Yeah.
And he only ran one route. It was just a fade. And he would just sky over everyone. He was a monster.
He is one guy that you would have loved to, like, why did he just quit? It made no sense. Did he have a lot of concussions? I never remember him getting concussed. I know he got, like, hurt his legs.
I think at some point Detroit just wears on you.
Yeah, I guess. Same thing happened to Barry Sanders. Like, he was just like, dude, I'm so good. Like, what am I doing here?
Yeah, like, I don't. This
But then there's some type of loyalty you have to Detroit that, like, I'll just quit. I'm not going to play anywhere else. Fuck this. Like,
it would kill them if you just left. Like, Stafford's about to do the same. Stafford's done.
Yeah. Detroit is, like, literally ready to melt into the earth. So, they like, I think if they lose one of their, like, their Hall of Fame NFL players, that would just cause it to finally collapse.
It's just over.
You can just buy full city blocks there for like 88 cents. You just acres and acres of Detroit you can own for cents on the dollar.
Yeah, it's out of control. Speaking of that, at what point are we going to break down the debate from last night? I mean, I just thought
a lot of debates, to be honest with you.
You missed it?
I threw on a second of it because I was just bored.
I thought it was fun. You know,
I'm not a big debate guy. I'm not a big politics guy.
I'm just, you know...
La, la, la.
We'll do some X's and O's.
You know you're a fucking mumbling, stuttering little fuck. You know that?
That's all I hear when they're just yapping at you. I saw it on Twitter because I was working out in my iron paradise I have in my attic. And everyone's like, this is a joke. Everyone's laughing at us.
What position would Trump and Biden play? I mean, I get Trump is like an undersized D tackle.
He's a big guy, but I think Trump would be like the guy that tells you he's the quarterback, but he's really like,
he's like
the get back coach. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. He just fucking, he seems like he makes up a lot of stuff to me.
Biden seems like he would be like one of those like slow safeties, but he could hit. He seems like an undersized safety, like you're like a stocky safety that you just knew, like, all right, he can't cover anyone.
I don't know. Like, he's the person that has CTE already.
Yeah.
that's the guy he is. It was literally the minute I put it on yesterday. So I used to listen to quite a bit of Opie and Anthony in my heyday. And obviously, Anthony of Opie and Anthony fame was fired, I don't know, probably about 8 years ago at this point. And he started his own network. And I used to subscribe to it because I think he was the funniest guy on the show. So I subscribed to it and he got this guy, Gavin McInnes, on. And again, I don't listen to politics or anything like that. So I didn't know who Gavin was. So I Googled him, whatever. And he was like, he started Vice. And like 10 years ago or 8 years ago when this happened, maybe even before, probably 10 years ago, Vice was like the coolest shit in the world, right? They were doing like the craziest news. You know what I mean? Like they had their own TV show. They might still. I don't know. But Gavin McInnes started it with Shane Smith. And I knew Shane Smith because he was on the radio show a bunch of times. And, you know, they just did the wild shit. Like they'd send reporters into fucking Afghanistan and like just wild, weird stories. You know what it is. And whatever. Gavin McInnes started that. So he's a really fucking funny guy, smart guy, and like a super hipster. Like, you'd just be like, I hate this guy. If you just look at him, like, I hate it. I hate his face. And he's Canadian, whatever. And, you know, I was listening to his show one day, and he was just like Anthony. You know what I mean? Like, just said, like, racist jokes and shit like that and was funny. And then he had, like, a gay producer. He wasn't gay, but he was, like, a virgin producer, and he used to make fun of him for being, like, pretend gay and stuff. And I don't know how it started, but, like, he was like, he called him, what are you, proud? Like, you're proud? You're proud? You're a proud boy or something? Like, you're proud? You're a virgin? And then they gave him, like, a nickname of, you know, like, proud boy. They're like, you're a proud boy, whatever. And then fucking, they started playing, like, this Aladdin song. Like, every time he came on, it was like, proud of your boy. And it was, that was, like, the whole bit. It was just a whole gag on this little, on his producer. And they all were in on it. And then he pretended, he just made up some fake group, like a social club called the Proud Boys. And I was watching this, you know, just happened. And it was this stupid thing. And I used to pretend like, you know, I used to like, it was kind of like just like being on a radio show. You know, like when you're like a radio show fan, like you get the t-shirt of like a radio show. Like me and my brother Dominic were into it. Like we're Proud Boys, Proud Boys. Like they had their own thing. Like you're a Western chauvinist. Like you're not sad about being white. You're not sad about being, you know, proud of your country. You don't like, you're pro Israel, pro all this shit, pro gay, pro all this stuff. And, you know, and then they started getting like their big group. And I like, whatever, I faded out. I never really, he like got his own show or whatever and like left Anthony Cumia's network. And now like, whatever it is, like fucking Proud Boys are like, the might as well be the Ku Klux Klan to people. It's fucking the craziest thing I've ever seen. That's the second I watched last night was like, will you disavow white supremacy? And he was like, yeah, what? I have like a million times. And he's like, well, name someone. And the fucking guy said the Proud Boys. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Proud Boys?
Honey, burn my shirt.
It was like, exactly. It was like a joke 5 years ago making fun of a producer. And now they're the fucking, the Ku Klux Klan, basically.
You know there's a guy who like.
That's right before you walked in. I was watching a video. I didn't want to cut you off. But I was right as you were walking in. I was watching a video of Gavin and Anthony talking about last night. And he's like, I fucking spit my beer out. Like, the presidents are talking about, like, do you like Gavin or not? Like, what the fuck? People, the person who's going to be president is going to not, has to not like Gavin McInnes.
Imagine accidentally starting, like, Nazi Germany. I know. Like, you just, like, making jokes with Hitler, and then he's like, well, I didn't think he was really going to, he wasn't taking that serious, was he? What are you doing?
What's he saying about the Jews?
Jesus.
No, that was a joke.
I thought we were having fun. You meant that. Fuck.
Exactly. But then he's like talking about, like, I've seen, like, I've never obviously been to any of this shit because I just don't care and I don't leave my house. But, like, there's gays in it. There's black people in it. Spanish people in it. I think the leader of it is
not
Hispanic.
Not anymore, apparently.
I don't know, but whatever. I have fucking no clue either. Really took a fucking turn at some point in the last 5 years. Because I can still recognize them because they all wear the same Fred Perry shirt. You know, Fred Perry's like a British polo shirt, whatever.
I saw some. I don't know. So but like, they had to, like, come out and say, like they we're had not to start making this. Their shirt with their logo on it.
It was, so, like, that was his, because he's just, that's how he dresses. Like, he dresses, like, tight polo shirts, and he grew up in, like, England and then moved to Canada. And I've never heard of Fred Perry before that, but he wears them. It's like a black shirt with, like, yellow stripes, and it's got, like, a little, I don't know, wreath over here as its, like, icon. And that was just their thing, black and yellow Fred Perry shirts. And they're like, if Fred Perry was like, we're not making these anymore. These are like basically Klan hoods.
Jesus.
Like, so I'd see them on like the news and there'd be like 3,500 of them, like fucking standing there with like burning torches.
Yeah. I never understood like going. Going to protest. I don't know.
I never.
Like, protest a protest. Why would you protest a protest? That's what I never understood.
I never had. I was literally with my wife today. We went to get ice cream, as lovers do.
Where?
At Sox Ice Cream and Sox.
Yes, that's right. Anyway. So you saw the rally.
So that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm getting at. So I was there today, and there was a huge Trump rally there, because Sox is off. And so I went by. There was a huge one. And then there was a little girl that was like 7, maybe. Maybe. Couldn't have been more than 10. And she was with her mom and, like, another older sibling. And she was holding a sign that was poorly drawn on. It looked like it was just one line. Magic marker said, fuck Trump. I was like, this girl is 7. And they're all...
Ooh, a girl? They were protesting the...
Well, so, like, there was the whole Trump thing with, like, a million people. And, you know, flags and fucking megaphones and all this shit. And they're selling merch. And there was this one girl standing there with her mom and, like, her older brother wearing a... and she had a fuck Trump, like a, you know, poster board. And I'm just like, what are these people doing? Like, I mean, nobody was arguing with each other or anything, but nobody, like, it wasn't like that type of deal.
The guy that does that, he drives his big RV. It's like this big Trump RV.
Yeah.
And you know they have, like, meetings on Monday nights. Yeah. It's, like, where so it's important. Land. They're all coming over his house, and they're all sitting
in
there.
Yeah, I saw it in Stoneham once, too. And
his wife makes a shitty potato salad. Everyone eats potato salad while they fucking have the dumb meeting. It's like,
No Jewish potatoes, okay?
Just stop with your fucking, like, Trump.
I just don't understand.
Who cares?
Like, why do you have to be out there, like, look at that flag. I'm going to vote for him now. I'd never understood.
Like, they're changing anyone's mind.
No.
Like, you're driving by a flag and a guy holding it and be like, well, I didn't know he was running for office.
Who? Whom? And the,
thanks for raising awareness.
Yeah. No, I saw them they must just travel around the North Shore because I saw them in Stoneham once. But I think they just attack a vacant lot. And that's that lot that used to be a gas station right there is perfect for, like.
But get a hobby. You know,
yeah. Anything else? Whittle podcast wood. Like me.
Yeah, whittle wood. Talk to no one into microphones.
Exactly. You'll get 8 listens a week, guaranteed.
Yeah.
After we've changed our tag online, so I expect us to get more than 5 million.
Seriously, like, I don't just go into the woods or something. Do something with your
anything.
You're just gonna go stand and wave a flag? Like, that feels like
it's either that or the burning
such a
crosses.
Waste of life. So. Yeah, I guess that's true. At least keep them busy. At least they're out in the public.
Yeah, people see their faces because they ain't wearing masks. I can tell you that. it is funny though. Like all the Trump people weren't wearing masks, and then those like 4 people with the "fuck Trump" sign were wearing their masks, being good Americans.
How about
and
the
I was just
fines?
Eating my black raspberry ice cream.
The NFL fines.
Insane.
Those numbers are nuts.
I know. Belichick's just pretending to wear a mask. He literally has it. Rich Eisen tweeted, and it was perfect. It was like Belichick's just wearing it like a feed bag. It's like literally. It might as well be a Ziploc bag just covering his nose because he doesn't put it over his mouth.
You know what hasn't been talked about enough is the fog that goes into your glasses when you have to wear a mask.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. My glasses fog up constantly.
I don't have glasses.
Like
I wouldn't know anything about it.
It's a problem.
I don't have weak eyes like you.
Yeah, it's a little dorky, but what are you going to do?
Well,
now go home and get your fucking shine box.
So I have... I was very, very pleased with how the Patriots played in Seattle. I thought fighting to the end, just even getting into that opportunity, like Cam was firing the ball around the yard. By the way, Julian Edelman in that game, what a fucking monster. 170 yards in that
game. Oh, the Seattle game. Who?
Have you seen, like, he was taking hit after hit, fucking going down on his neck. Like, Jamal Adams, for as great as he is at, like, stopping the run and blitzing, is terrible in coverage. Edelman fucking embarrassed
you can't
him.
Cover Edelman.
Pantsed him. Why did Seattle think that he was the best option? It made no sense to me. Like, okay, put Jamal Adams on fucking Julian Edelman, the shiftiest guy in the league.
Well, I think they're just in zone most of the game, and they were just picking apart his zone. I mean, that's Edelman's going to kill you
the whole time.
You're not going to,
So he had more yards with Cam Newton in the second game than he ever had with Brady in the history of Brady and Edelman.
I mean, right now, to me, the offense... I think it's fine because I think they have ways to multiple ways to move the ball. So
exactly,
you can run the ball with in a bunch of different ways. You can run it on the outside, the inside, quarterback, wide receivers run, like everyone runs the ball. The screen game seems decent. Like they have things. So
the screen game I thought was their most impressive thing they've had the whole year, really.
And it's always been their best thing. Hasn't gone away with it. So. Mix that in with the play action when they get going, and then if Cam needs to throw it into games,
Have to get their tight ends involved because they need a reliable second option out in, into the fucking secondary. Somebody that can run through the defense.
Yeah.
You can't just always be Edelman in the middle of the field.
By the end of the year, like, Harry could be putting up 100-yard games every week. Like,
he's going to get better and better.
He's getting better,
like,
and he's still so young. So it's like, let him develop.
The problem they do with him is they keep trying to get him, like, running starts in the backfield.
They're
like,
just trying to get him easy plays.
Yeah, like, to, like...
Like, a confidence boost.
Give him something. Like, let him run a route down the field.
Yeah, just let him... him go.
Like, he's doing better out in the fucking... He's doing better out running routes and fucking, out and ups and shit like that. He doesn't need to run a screen pass with blockers out in front of him because hasn't worked at all this year.
No, it's kind of forced. It's just...
Give me Damier Bird anytime. Any day of the week, you can drink from my canteen. I want to see Ossie running through secondaries. That's why you drafted him and Keane in the third round, you know what I mean, to come make plays. Let's see it. I mean, other teams don't hold back rookies like the Patriots do.
Never.
Never.
They live for it. They throw
them right into the fucking fire.
Yeah.
And the Patriots will be like, all right, I drafted, like, whatever. You know how good James White is right now. They always draft a guy like a year ahead of when they need him, which is so annoying. So you'll get like Trey Flowers or you'll get James White, and they'll be like, okay, these guys are awesome.
Or
let's not play them at all this year.
Damian Harris.
Yeah, exactly. Like Damian Harris.
Don't you see even the ball yet, for 2 years, and then all of a sudden he could be
he's
the guy
be the starter this week.
And he's going to rush for 100 yards in like five straight games. You're like, where the fuck did that come from?
Why wasn't he the starter?
How come they didn't do this? Yeah, exactly.
Because they draft him a year ahead of time and then just hold them like gifts. Like they're, you know, like clams with little pearls in their mouths. Or oysters, whatever has a fucking pearl in their mouth. Probably not clams. They're fucking...
Who do you think has been like the biggest surprise on the defense?
Biggest surprise? I'll tell you what. The biggest surprise to me has been how good Winovich has been and Wise together pushing the pocket. I think Wise is like literally 10 times better than he was last year.
This is the best he's ever played. Like
they say he put on like a ton of weight this year, but he's like, he looks like a legit edge setting D end right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the last 3 years he's been on the team, I'm like, is he even going to make the team? He's not very good. He stinks.
He had a weird body. He was,
he's always long. He always had super long arms and could like, it was good for like one good play a game and then like a penalty that was nonsense. But he's doing really well this year. And I'll tell you what, a negative trend I've seen is like, is Gilmore's getting beat a lot right now. And they're throwing at Gilmore a
lot. They're throwing at Gilmore,
and I don't know why. I mean, I know we got beat by Metcalf, but he was still right in his hip pocket.
Well, he's also played a lot of zone.
Yeah.
So it's not like the standard, like the Patriots do this every year. Where in the beginning of the year, they're playing zone and trying to force things. And then all of a sudden, like week 11, they don't play zone for the rest of the year. And they lock up, and then all of a sudden you can't do anything on like
we just have no underneath presence because there's no linebackers that can cover or
and
do
Duggar
anything.
Duggar can't cover.
You don't think Duggar can cover?
He hasn't been able to.
Well, I mean, they put him on Waller last week.
Yeah, that's true. But everyone covered Waller. They like double teamed him all game. They were just joking. Williams was covering him.
Yeah, blanketing him.
I still don't. So has it been established like Joaquin Williams got his meds from the NFL?
Yeah, no, that's insane. Still, I know I think we're the only ones who talk.
Have
about
we talked about this year? We must have talked.
Yeah,
about
we talked about it. I think game one or like the first podcast.
But I still don't understand. Like he definitely got his drugs from an NFL doctor.
Because it just got swept under the rug. But they were opiates. He had opiates in possession, like lots of them, non-prescribed.
In a state like Tennessee where, like, if you have weed still, they're like...
They'll execute you. Yeah, exactly. Like a My Cousin Vinny situation. They'll literally just kill you.
They start slicing Achilles in the back of the cop car for no reason.
Like, and he's just playing. No suspension, nothing.
And he looks good.
Yeah, he does. Well, he's playing well, for Christ. You know, whatever. Bygones be bygones, I say.
It's tough because they play like 8 secondary guys, 9 secondary guys, but they're all really good. You'd never want any of them off the field, so it's kind of shit.
This is what the police officer said when he came over to Joan Williams.
You ever suck a guy's cock? Show me how you suck a guy's cock. The last time I'm going to ask you.
Bad lieutenant for no reason. So they fucking... the secondary is so good, and the linebackers are just... nobody. They're playing a safety at linebacker with Adrian Phillips and then Bentley. That's it. No linebackers left.
And
then Copeland.
The dude from Bama just didn't even... They didn't dress him this week.
Again, they're just fucking easing him in. They still haven't played Uche. He's got Foxborough flu.
I don't know what's up with him because he could help.
He's got the Foxborough flu. They say he's... I mean, again, we've said ad nauseum, you know, if you don't get the defense or you don't get this, they just hide you. Like, remember when they just basically faked a concussion for Gilmore for like 4 weeks until he figured out the defense? That's basically what's happening right now. Because like Uche was healthy and then they like were like, all right, actually you got a quad injury. And like now they put him on IR for 3 weeks and he's just sitting there, you know, probably just learning the playbook at the fucking facility all day, reading the playbook, learning his blitzes, learning everything. And then he'll come out week 8 and had 2 sacks and be like, what the fuck?
It's weird that I mean, this could come back to, but there's really no feeling that the Patriots aren't just going to continue to be the Patriots.
Yeah, as long
right
as
now.
No, there really isn't. I mean, there's just so many ways that they can beat you. Like, and all the defenses, like in the AFC East, are just set up to play a whole different type of defense, just all passing. And the
Their problem is Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffalo's going to be really good.
Buffalo, is
and all of a sudden,
monster.
Like, what's his name? Josh Allen looks like he's good.
He's like the best quarterback in the league.
Yeah, he's got like he's like in MVP like conversations right now. And they have a good defense, and they could stop the run and the pass.
But there is an extra wild card team, so like to think that the Patriots,
I still think the Patriots are going to win the division. But and
yeah.
This is Cam. Don't even forget, this is like Cam's like eighth week on the team. You know what I mean? He's been on the team since what, like the end of July.
Yeah.
So he's going to keep getting better and better, and then like. If they sign him long term, he doesn't get hurt. Like, he's going to come back. Josh Allen's been on that team for 2 years. You know, Cam Newton's been on this team for 8 weeks, and he's 2-1. And, you know, he almost beat a trendy NFC Super Bowl pick. And, you know, he's going to go to an AFC Super Bowl, you know, the current Super Bowl champion.
So this is pretty much the week where they figure out where they really are.
In the AFC. I mean, I think they figured out where they were. They went on the road to Seattle and almost should have beat them.
They kind of, but like they should, they weren't, they shouldn't have really been in that game. Like Seattle kind of handled them the entire game.
They did. And then they choked away by throwing that bomb on fourth and one, or third and one or whatever at the end.
I didn't catch that.
You were snoozing. So they, whatever. They scored and they were up.
No, I watched it. But I just.
Oh, you did see it. Okay.
They well, just.
Don't lie to me then.
They should. They weren't really. That game wasn't really that close.
No, I well,
and
it
they
was,
could have almost though. Won, which is weird. I don't know.
So is that a stolen game? I mean, they played well, and then you know it was just kind of back and forth. I mean, the Patriots. I mean, all the errors were basically the Seahawks' mistakes, though. So it wasn't like
yeah, the pass play kind of a Patriots that pick six.
The
was,
pick six was in Greg Olsen's hands and just fell into McCourty's lap,
and then he walked into the end zone.
So that was like a free 7 points. But they went down the field constantly on him, but they just couldn't stop Seattle. I think that they only punted once, and it was the end of the game, right?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, they made the stop when it counted, and they could have won the game. So they really played well. I don't know. I think that if they won that game, I would have been super, super jazzed. But, you know, I was happy even though they lost. I thought they played good. So, we'll see how they do this week. I think they're going to get fucking... I mean, I saw how... Kansas City played against Baltimore with a better defense on the road. And
you think Kansas City has a better defense?
Than who?
The Patriots?
I don't know. Probably.
I mean, Baltimore? Right, you think Baltimore has a better defense?
Baltimore, yes. Definitely has a better defense.
I don't know.
They have better veteran presence. You know what I mean? On the line, linebackers. They have a rookie linebacker that's a stud. They got fucking...
Why do other teams get that? Why don't we ever get a stud rookie linebacker?
We
it did. Doesn't
we
exist.
Had it like 10 years ago when they drafted Hightower.
Yeah, Hightower and Mayo, I guess.
People remember hated Hightower for about 2 years. It took him like a year and a half for Hightower to get good.
Yeah, he was slow. They kept saying like, does he have the NFL speed, blah, blah, blah.
Right. He didn't. He was like, it took them literally. He was one of the originals WEI hated players until it became legendary. You know what I mean? So, like, you got to give these... Sometimes you got to give people a chance, because if you're going to fucking treat them all like Hightower and watch him become fucking a Patriots Hall of Famer, it's insane. But I remember, like, everyone just hated... He's slow, doesn't do anything, he's fucking a bum. And everyone loved, like, Chandler Jones because he got sacks. You know what I mean? Nobody cared about Hightower.
Yeah.
But they traded up and got him. They got to do that again pretty soon, because, like, I don't know if Hightower's coming back at this point. I don't think Chung's coming back.
Chung is done, but I think that's okay.
They signed him to a long-term deal before COVID. So they'd have
a two-year extension.
Yeah, till like 2025.
Yeah, that's true.
So like there's like $8 million in dead money or something if he doesn't play. So they might have to keep him. I don't know. Duggar, though, I think already took a spot.
Well, Phillips looks real good, too.
He looks good, and they could lose Brooks. But why would Chung want to come back and be like the fourth rotational safety?
Yeah, especially a year off. Like he's definitely not working out as hard
I mean,
as
you guys
was.
You guys see our good friend Rob Gronkowski out in Tampa after a year off with his fucking no Frankenstein arm anymore. So his CBD healed his broken bones.
Yeah, and it's not running back where you're pretty much going down. Like you can take a year off from running back and then pop back in, but
you probably feel better.
But cornerback and
you
safety
lose your speed.
And wide receiver, like you but need that quickness.
NFL speed.
Yeah.
You got to remember what the NFL game looks like and feels like. Because people get faster every year. You slow down. I know this personal use. I got
started
no speed.
In fifth grade.
Yeah, exactly. My speed has gone downhill steadily.
So you don't think they have a chance this week?
Do I think they have a chance? No, I don't. But I wish they did. I don't know. I think it's just way too early for a Patriots team to go into Kansas City against the champions that look like they're playing in the playoffs already. You know what I mean? Like they're playing their best football already in September.
I think the Pats will score some points.
Yeah, I've never been afraid of... I mean, Spagnuolo basically has made his fucking entire life off the 2007 Patriots Super Bowl win. So, like, I don't know if he could ever stop Cam Newton. I don't know, because he doesn't know how to stop that. He only knows how to stop the Tom Brady offense, and he can do it once out of every 35 chances. He's a terrible defensive coordinator, and he keeps getting jobs because he probably just goes in there and shows them the tape of the Super Bowl 42. He was a head coach for like a year. I think he won one game. And then he went back to be a defensive coordinator of some team, then defensive coordinator for the Giants again.
Those are always the best coaches. The best coaches are coordinators who got too big for their britches, tried to become a head coach, and then come back.
Well, that's exactly what he did. He didn't even become too big for his britches. The world made him that. Because he had the most unwinnable game, and he won it somehow. And, all because of his unit, basically. It was his whole defensive line and linebackers blitzing. And they were like, fuck, we got to get this guy. He's the best.
You know how good Patricia would be as a defensive coordinator now? After trying to be a head coach, but now he has, like, head coach and defensive coordinator skills, he would be the best.
They are trying to force him out of the league fast.
He just can't coach. He's just not like the... Don't be a head coach. Just stay where you are.
He's fallen into the trap of like pretending to be Belichick too much.
Yeah.
Not where like as Josh McDaniels wasn't. He was like overly giddy to be a head coach. Remember when he'd be like jumping on the sidelines and shit?
Yeah.
And like Bill O'Brien's kind of like that, but not really. But people get aggravated like when you're not Bill Belichick and do Bill Belichick shit. Case in point was like when people were like aggravated, like. Not even, there was aggravated thinking about it. Like, that Belichick showed up in that sweatshirt with his hair all messed up. They're like, imagine if some other coach did this. How unprofessional. Like, that's the whole thing. Like, they just don't like when, like, Patricia goes to Detroit and does Belichick shit. Like, we're going to go play, we're going to practice in the snow, even though you play in a domed stadium. You know what I mean? Like, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
But there's like, because it's football. We're going to play outside. Whatever. And they just don't like it. So...
And
you have to like earn the right to coach your team the way you want.
And you have to build that relationship where like not everyone knows how to just do that from like natural instincts. Like
Belichick was in the league since like 1968. You know what I mean? Like he was like on the Baltimore, what do you call it? The Baltimore Colts staff, like with fucking literally in like 1971. And he was like 22 years old, making like 8 cents a day,
and waited a long time to become a head coach, and then
like 35 years to be a head coach,
and then went back to being a coordinator before he became a head coach.
Exactly.
Now, so it's like it takes a while to become a good head coach.
Yeah, and then nowadays the hot thing is just like trying to find the next young coach so you could like you just have him forever. You know what I mean? Like what they did with like the Celtics did. You know what I mean? Like he's a good coach and he's a good coach in college, but like in basketball, it's a whole different sport because you have so few players that and they never leave. But it's like they're like, we got Brad Stevens. Let's just sign him for a 20-decade deal. And that's what they did with McVay. They're like, who's that young hotshot over there? Let's sign every available free agent.
Falcons coach gone. He has to be gone.
He's toast. Gase is toast.
Gase is gonna coach.
There's so many like players make a lot of coaches. Like Peyton Manning made Gase a head coach twice. You know what I mean? And Michael Strahan made Spagnuolo a head coach and a fucking defensive coordinator again. You know what I mean? There's no reason. Tom Coughlin basically made it because I'm sure that's Tom Coughlin's defense. Because the same reason that Jacksonville was good the last 5 years.
Yeah, and it was like the Raiders, like. Dungy and then Gruden just came in and was good. Like that team Bucks, was already good. Yeah, the Bucks.
Yeah, they were already good. They trade like exactly. Dungy left and then he immediately wins the Super Bowl with them. Yeah. Like it was you. Like they came in and did it. Barry Switzer, same thing. Like they get rid of Jerry. What's his name? Fucking Jimmy Johnson and Barry Switzer wins the Super Bowl immediately and then it's terrible. I don't know.
Well, I think they're putting up a fight. I think this game, again, like the defense just gets turnovers. They just make plays. They're blocking plays.
It's good because they had two of the loudest stadiums. Their first two away games were the two loudest stadiums in the league, and they're going to get them with little or no fans.
Yeah, and if you looked at the schedule and you're like, all right, if the Patriots went 2-2 to start the year, that'd be good.
Yeah, I wanted them to be 3-2 with the bye, which is very doable. They have Denver next week, who's on like their eighth quarterback already.
Oh, they're in trouble.
Yeah, and so it's Kansas City this week. I mean, they're 7-point underdogs. The third time since 2001 or something, they've been a 7-point underdog. Insane. I don't know. What do you think?
I have it in a tight one. I have it 31-30.
Loss or a win?
Loss right at the end of the game.
You think they're going to do that?
I think they're going to keep it real tight. I think they're going to play him well. I think they're just going to muck it up and then just be in a game with him. I mean, the Chargers played Kansas City. I guess that's a division game. It's a little different. But, like, you slow them down early, you get to run on the ball. Like, that game changes real quick. And then, but
if the Patriots,
if you look at Baltimore, it's the opposite.
This is going to be interesting to see if, you know, Cam's going to go into a hostile environment, playing on natural grass, get on the field a little bit, slower game, you know, running the ball. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how they handle it. I mean, this is going to be tenacious.
This is the defense. The defense is supposed to be by far your best unit. One of the best
they
in
have
the league.
To stand up. I mean,
you got to have a huge week.
Kansas City enough like the last 3 or 4 years. I mean, they've played them every year
they're
in the
built,
last 6 years.
They're
right?
built for Kansas City.
Yeah, well.
I mean, they have the safeties
have
to cover.
Many, I don't know. They're missing too many guys in the middle of the defense. There's no
Yeah, but that's not really anything you have to worry about with Kansas City. Who are you worried about there?
They're
running
run
back?
The ball. Yeah.
Yeah, that kid is good. The rookie is good.
He is good. And they have a decent line. I mean, tight ends go over the middle constantly.
You have to assume they're going to shut Kelsey down.
They're going to try Kelsey and Hill and then let Watkins. They're probably going to do like they exactly did last year. Just they'll have Gilmore on Watkins, and then they'll put Jones in a safety on Hill. JC on Kelsey or whatever. And fucking go from there. I don't know. Kansas City will come out running. You know what I mean?
They're definitely going to have to force them to run the ball.
Yeah, they're going
to
try and force them to run it. So, and then the Patriots are going to do, you know, try and keep up. I mean, I think they're going to, Kansas City, I think, is going to have a bit of kind of a letdown game just because their new, like, rival, you know, like their real, opponent right now in the AFC is Baltimore, and they went all out like a crazy formation and all that shit last week.
They shouldn't have anything to like. They kind of know they're better than the Patriots. They've beaten the Patriots more than we've beaten than the Patriots beat KC. I mean, we just beat them in the AFC Championship game. So besides that,
yeah. So I'm gonna say, I think the Patriots will keep it close early. I think that they're gonna play similar to like how the Chargers played, keep it somewhat tight. And then I think that, I don't know, Kansas City will probably pull away at the end. I think they're going to lose like 35-21.
Ooh, just like this Baltimore game.
Yeah, something just like getting that. Spanked, I think that they not only get spanked, I think they'll keep it tight down to like the middle of the fourth quarter. They'll be down like 10 or 7 or something. And then maybe they'll be down 7 with the ball, have to punt, and then Mahomes will just score a touchdown. They'll lose by 2 touchdowns or something like that. I don't know. I just don't think they're ready yet. You know what I mean? And it's not, I don't think it's a big deal if they're not ready yet.
No, they don't have.
You're talking about week 4 on the road against the champions that are playing like the champions. You know what I mean? I'm not really interested. I know the offense is going to be able to move the ball. What I'm interested in is seeing how the defense holds up against Mahomes right now, because it's going to be fucking a shit show. But I think that's it for this week. Edition of the Malcolm Go Patriots podcast. Remember, you got to tell your friends. You got to subscribe. You got to, retweet, like, do whatever you have to do. Rate the podcast. You can get back to us. You can email us at malcolmgopodcast@gmail.com. I'm at Brady Disciple on Twitter. You're at Maybe It's Tyler.
And if we get 10,000 listens this week, Tony's posing nude on our Instagram.
I'll do that.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
reason. Whatever. Go Sachems. Go Pats. Let's go. Let's get the W.
Do your job. All right? Don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job. 7-8 months ago, right? All for this moment. It's about honor. It's about respect. We win this game, your honor. Your kids are honor. Your family's honor.
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler.
And Warner goes back to throw. And here's the blitz by Mike Brady. The back. Field goal attempt. Set to go. Snap ball down. Kick up. Kick is on the way. And it is good.
It's good. It's good. Adam Vinatieri moves a 48-yard field goal. And the game is over. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The best team in the
league. Hey! Did it.
I love you, man.
Did it, bro. I love you. I love you. You're a pro, so.
You're the greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.